WEIOI 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
Move. Cut.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire, it's so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. And it doesn't show signs of stopping. And I brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally said goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, oh, all the way home I'll be warm. Yeah, the fire's slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Let it snow.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. That was Dean Martin. And welcome back once again. This is the Soundtrack Show, recording from my basement, from parts unknown, actually, in the east end of Hamilton. My name is Mark, and for the next hour or so, I'll be playing some great Christmas music as we do part one of the annual Soundtrack Show Christmas episode. But there's too much ground to cover to do it only in 1 week, so I'm doing it in two shows this week and then next week. So, and I'll be honest with you, this is what, week 862 of quarantine, semi-shut down. I really miss doing this show. I love the flexibility of being able to record my show wherever I want, but I miss doing it live. The phone calls I get every now and then in the studio were always amazing. And the I'll be honest, this is take two of this show because I, for whatever reason, I thought I hit record and I did not. So it's, I just killed half an hour. So, back to the drawing board, as it were. Either way. Let It Snow comes to us from the closing credits of the fantastic, absolutely Christmas music, Christmas movie, Die Hard. And I got another one from that album, but I just wanted to say that in my house, Christmas can't happen until Hans Gruber, Alan Rickman, Professor Snape, falls from the top of Nakatomi Plaza, as he did last week when we were putting up the Christmas tree. So that is fun for me. That's just, it's like the pineapple and pizza thing. Some people just like it or don't, and that's your business. You believe what you want. I'm not here to convince you of otherwise. It's just how I feel. And my big point of contention with that movie is the fact that it's Christmas Eve. They booked the big Christmas party for Christmas Eve, which if you've ever worked for a large company, they generally don't do. They'll give out all the awards, the accolades, the Rolex watches for jobs well done. They will do that a few weeks before Christmas so that you don't have to pick and choose. Do I do something with the family or do I do something for the soulless corporation I work for? You don't have to choose. So, Mr. Takagi, Red Castle, got shot in the face for being a dick. That's what that is. So, there you go. You're welcome. From the soundtrack to the film Die Hard, three gentlemen from Hollis Queens, of course, it's Christmas in Hollis. Run DMC on the Soundtrack Show, 101.5 The Hawk.
Jelly of the Month Club.
Oh, God.
Clark, that's the gift that keeps on giving the whole year.
That it is, Edward. That it is indeed.
I'm sorry, Clark, but
this isn't the biggest bag over the head punch in the face I ever got. God damn it!
Son.
If you are looking for any last-minute gift ideas for me, I have one. I'd like Frank Shirley, my boss, right here tonight. I want him brought from his happy holiday slumber over there in Melody Lane with all the other rich people, and I want him brought right here with a big ribbon on his head. And I want to look him straight in the eye, and I want to tell him what a cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit he is! Hallelujah! Holy shit! Where's the Tylenol?
Everybody knows there's not a better time of year. Hear that sleigh, Santa's on his way. Hip hip hooray for Christmas Day.
Melikalikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Melikalikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you.
Melikalikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Melikalikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you. Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night.
Melikalikimaka is a wise way
to say Merry Christmas to you. Melikalikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway.
Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright,
the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Melikalikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas.
A very Merry Christmas.
A very, very Merry, Merry Christmas to you.
There we go. Bing Crosby, Melikalikimaka. I think I pronounced that right. From, of course, the soundtrack to the film National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Now, I'm a big fan of the soundtrack for this movie because, and Elf, another one, more so than like Home Alone. Home Alone 1 was like a best of classic Christmas carol type songs. And there's nothing wrong with that. But if you've ever worked in retail, as I have for many years, I don't know, but I did for many years. You know, there's only 15 Christmas songs. And they just play them over and over and over and over again. So if you hear White Christmas by Bing Crosby, you just heard it. That's been 10,000 times that day. And as cool as it is, Blue Christmas by Elvis. Again, another one. Great song. I love the King, but no, just not anymore. No, too much. And when John Hughes, I guess, was picking the music for Christmas Vacation, the music he picked was a little bit on the obscure side. So, yeah, Bing Crosby, definitely, but that one, the Hawaiian one, I've never heard that one before out of that movie, and except for when I'm listening to it now. So it's nice to hear something a little bit different, as is this one. It's The Moon Glows, Hey Santa Claus. And this is the soundtrack show on 115 The Hawk.
Taking a walk through the snow, listening to a children's choir, singing songs about Jesus, the blessed way that he came to walk us. Why can't it remain? Oh, that spirit of Christmas
Charles and the Spirit of Christmas from National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. It's an obscure one. I hadn't heard that one before that movie either, and it's one of the things I liked about the soundtrack for that film. Anyway, I would be remiss and neglectful if I failed to mention the fact that this, the 14th of December, is also the fourth day of the eight crazy nights of Hanukkah. My dog Bear says hello, by the way. And that being said, I have to play something from Eight Crazy Nights with the not great Adam Sandler animated movie of the same name, of Eight Crazy Nights. Of course, talking about Hanukkah. Sandler's Jewish. And so, there we go. So I have to play Adam Sandler's The Hanukkah Song. And this is the soundtrack show on 101.5 The Hawk.
All right, everybody, we're gonna sing a song right now that you might know the words to, so if you want to sing along, that would be fun. Here we go. Instead of one day of presents, we get eight crazy nights. But when you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a list of people who are Jewish, just like you and me. David Lee Roth. And the weasel Polly Shore. Guess who is together at the Carnegie Deli? Bowser from Shanana and Arthur Fonzarelli. Paul Newman's half Jewish, Goldie Hawn's half Jew. Put them together, what a fine looking show.
Celebrate Hanukkah.
O.J. Simpson, not a Jew, but guess who is Hall of Famer Rod Carew? He can burn it. We got Ann Landers and her sister Dear Abby. Harrison Ford is a quarter Jewish, not too shabby.
Some people think Scrooge is Willie's dad, but guess who is all dressed up?
So many Jews are in the shop business. Tom Cruise isn't, but I heard his agent is.
Tell your friend Veronica, it's time to celebrate Hanukkah. I hope I get a harmonica on this lovely, lovely Annika. So drink your gin and tonica and smoke your marijuana.
If you really, really wanna have a happy, 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 happy Hanukka.
Respect.
Santa. Who the heck are you?
What are you talking about? I'm Santa Claus.
No, you're not.
Why, of course I am.
Well, if you're Santa, what song did I sing for you on your birthday this year?
Happy birthday, of course. How old are you, son?
Four.
You're a big boy. What's your name?
Paul.
And what can I get you for Christmas?
Don't tell him what you want. He's a liar.
Let the kid talk.
You disgust me. How can you live with yourself?
Just cool it, Zippy.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Look, I'm not kidding.
You're a fake.
I'm a fake?
Yes.
How'd you like to be dead? Huh? No, he's kidding.
You stink.
I think you're going to have a good Christmas, all right?
You smell like beef and cheese. You don't smell like Santa.
Okay.
He's an imposter! He's a fake!
I'm really divided on which is the funnier part in Elf. Is it that one where Buddy the Elf is having a giant rollout death match in the middle of the department store with Artie Lang as Santa Claus? Or, which I think is inspired casting. I've loved Artie Lang for years, back when he was on the Howard Stern show, and before that, when he would show up in Norm Macdonald movies, you know, when Norm Macdonald was making movies. And just a funny guy, just a very funny guy. Tragic substance abuse issues, and you feel bad for the dude, but very, very funny, very talented guy. And as the crooked, weirded out, Brooklyn-esque Santa Claus, just hysterical. Or the part where he takes on Peter Dinklage, you know, Tyrion Lannister, in the boardroom as the ghostwriter, Miles Finch. That is the other part that's just very, very funny. But if you've seen the movie, you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, Elf is another one of these movies with a great soundtrack of Christmas and Christmassy type music. And it's a lot of fun and not obvious. So here's a few from that movie. Starting with this one, Louis Prima. Love this guy. Pennies from Heaven. From the soundtrack to Elf, on the Soundtrack Show, 101.5 The Hawk.
And every time it rains, pennies from heaven.
Shoo-be-doo-be.
Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven?
Shoo-be-doo-be.
You'll find your fortune falling all over town. Be sure that your umbrella is up, upside down. And trade them for a package of sunshine and ravioli.
Macaroni!
If you want the things you love, you must have a pizzaoli, baby. And when you hear thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me. Now come over here, boy, Sam. And every time it rains. And don't you know it's crocodiles? Every time it rains, don't you know it's crocodiles? You find your fortune falling all over town, all over town, all over town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down and really live up. A harpazo de hills are white. Gigala mahungli. Zumalu the zumbulu. Oh, Bartley boys, oi. Hey, Baba Hawboy.
Get to wreck it, let's begin. Party on, party people, let me hear some noise. DC's in the house, jump, jump, rejoices. There's a party over here, a party over there. Wave your hands in the air, shake the dairy, yeah. These three words mean you're getting busy. Whoop, there it is, hit me. All about now it's time for
old school, cause I'm an old fool who's so cool. If you wanna get down, I'ma show you the way. Boom, there it is, let me hear you say. Woo,
there it is, y'all.
Woo,
there it is.
On deck, rock the mic. Uh-oh, I crave skin rip. Find a honey dip to dip it in. Slam dunk it, stick it, flip it and ride that B-double-O-T-Y, oh my. Ooh, that's it. Come on, come on. Whoop, there it is, I'm done.
Whoop.
Sound that you have found amazing, outstanding, demanding, commanding, you people dancing. That's a breath taker. I produce, aka The Undertaker. You want to come down to the underground, old school? Here's a shovel. Can you dig it, fool?
Can you dig it?
To the fly from the school of old hardcore, keep the folklore wreck. Three to the two, and one mic check. Mass skill, blow ill on the mess of steel. That's the grill of the microphone. I just kill party people. It's your party tag team is through. Whoop, there it is. I thought you knew.
Whoop, there it is. Whoop, there it is.
Tag team, whoop, there it is. Little 80s hip hop there from Elf. And we move along to another one from that film, Eartha Kitt, Catwoman. So, if and when I say that, it's not, you're wondering who the hell is Eartha Kitt? Because if you're a little bit younger than me, you only know that Catwoman as being either Halle Berry, don't watch that movie, it's terrible, and not because of her. And she's just a victim of a terrible script. Or you think of Michelle Pfeiffer as Catwoman or Anne Hathaway, I suppose. But in the 1960s, the old Adam West TV show, Eartha Kitt was one of the three actresses who played Catwoman over the course of the 3 years that the show was on. So Eartha Kitt, Santa Baby.
Boom, boom. Boom, boom.
On the boom, soundtrack boom. Show 101.5 The Hawk.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot.
Boom.
Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. See if you believe in me.
Boom, 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 boom.
Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight.
Billy Preston, Nothing from Nothing, Leaves Nothing, from the film Elf. Two more from that movie, and then we'll play a couple of other songs before we wrap it up for the night. This one, Ella Fitzgerald, Sleigh Ride.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring-ting-tingling too.
come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy-yap, 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 let's go. Let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow. Giddy-yap, 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 it's grand. Just holding your hand. We're gliding along with the song of a wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy cozy, are we? We're snuggled up together like two birds of a feather would be. Let's take that road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. At the show, we're riding in a wonderland of snow. Giddy-yap, 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 it's grand, just holding your hand. We're gliding along with the song of a wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy and cozy, are we? We're snuggled up together like two birds of a feather would be. Let's take that road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Sleigh ride together with you. Sleigh ride together with you. Sleigh ride together with you.
I mean 29, excuse me. You make me feel so young. You make me feel like spring is sprung. Every time I see you grin, such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna run and play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon. You and I, we're just like a couple of tots running around the meadow, picking up all those forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, and a wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today, because you make me feel so young. You make me young. You make me think that spring sprung. Every time I see you grin, I'm such a cuckoo individual. The moment that you speak, I like to run and play hide and seek. I'd like to go and bounce at the moon just like a big balloon, because you and I, we are just like a couple of tots who are running around the meadow, snatching up all those forget-me-nots. You make me young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, lots of bells to be rung, and a wonderful fling to be flung.
just feel so. You make me feel so young. So young.
The chairman of the board himself, Old Blue Eyes, Frank Sinatra. You Make Me Feel So Young, from the soundtrack to the film Elf. Actually, that one is in the movie, but for whatever reason, not on the soundtrack. Maybe a Frank tune was too expensive. Either way. Yeah, that's from the skating scene in the movie. Okay, I got one more from that movie, and then we're going to play one more tune after that to round up the night. So, there's the shower scene, which sounds more sordid than it actually is. In Elf, where Zooey Deschanel is singing in the shower, the lady side of the Maybe It's Cold Outside. And Leon Redbone from the band is singing with her, the other side of the duet, on the album, as opposed to being Will Ferrell. So, Leon and Zooey, Baby It's Cold Outside, 101.5 The Hawk.
I really can't
but baby,
stay.
It's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been.
I'm hoping that you drop
so
in.
Very nice.
Hold your hand. They're just like ours.
My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your hurry?
And father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to that fireplace roar.
So really I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some records on while I pour.
The neighbors might think.
Baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this
no
drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew
rising
how
like starlight
to
now.
Break the spell.
I'll take your hat, your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, no,
mind
no,
if I move in closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense in hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out,
ah,
but it's cold outside.
I simply must go.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is
baby,
no.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This welcome has been
how lucky that you
so
dropped in.
Nice and warm.
Look out the window at that storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is vicious.
Boy, your lips look delicious.
Well, maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I've got to get home.
Baby, you'll freeze out there.
Say, lend me your coat.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been great.
I'll thrill when you touch my hair.
Don't you see?
How can you do this thing to me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong sorrow.
At least there will be plenty implied.
If you caught pneumonia and
I really can't stay.
Get rid of that hold out. How about it's cold outside.
Zooey Deschanel and Leon Redbone. And my mistake, he was not in the band. I don't know where I got that. Anyway, Baby, It's Cold Outside. And if you're sensitive about such things, I am sorry. It's a recent version. It wasn't the skeevy Dean Martin or Tom Jones one. And you, if you're hosting a young lady, gentleman, just call her the cab. Don't put up an argument. Don't make her try and feel bad for not staying. Just let her go. And if she does stay, get it in writing, then that's all right. Anyway, one more tune to go. And this one's not actually from a movie, but the characters were born on television in a Canadian classic TV show called SCTV, Second City Television. And you know these actors, they're accomplished actors named Dave Thomas and Rick Moranis, otherwise known as Bob and Doug McKenzie. So they released a record in 1981 called Great White North, named after their bit on SCTV of the same name. And there were two songs on that album. The first one, of course, was Take Off with Geddy Lee from Rush, which shows up in other TV shows and movies every now and then just because. And this one, their version of the classic Christmas carol, 12 Days of Christmas. So we're going to take it home with Bob and Doug and their 12 Days of Christmas as we wish all of you a very excellent holiday season. And I'll be back next week with part two. We get a little more traditional, I think, on next week's show, but we'll have some fun. So until next time, have a great week. Be excellent to each other. And we'll see you soon. Kick it off, Bob and Doug.
Okay, now, this is our Christmas.
And good night, everybody.
In case you don't know what to get somebody for Christmas.
There's lots of ideas in here, so listen and don't get stuck.
Okay.
By the way, that's me on the organ.
Oh, jeez.
You start.
Okay. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me beer.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtlenecks
and a beer. Okay, good. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French toast,
two turtlenecks
and a beer.
Okay, that should be more there, right?
Well,
fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 pounds of back bacon,
three French toast,
two turtlenecks
and a beer.
In a tree.
See, you need more. The fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 5 golden toques,
4 pounds of back bacon,
3 French toasts,
2 turtlenecks,
and a beer.
In a tree.
Okay, on the sixth, the golden
Christmas, my true love gave to me 6 packs of 2 4,
5 golden toques,
4 pounds of back bacon,
3 French toasts,
2 turtlenecks,
and a beer. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 7 packs of smoke.
Nice gift. Oh, 6 packs of 2 4.
5 golden toques.
4 pounds of mac bacon.
3 French toasts.
2 turtlenecks.
And a beer.
In a tree.
You forget.
This should just be the 2 days of Christmas. It's too hard for us. Go, Hoser.
Oh,
the eighth day of Christmas,
my true love gave to me
8 comic books.
7 packs of smoke.
6 packs of 2 4.
5 golden toques.
And a beer on the
day. Yeah, that beer is empty. Okay, day 12.
Good day, and welcome to day 12.
Yeah. 5 golden toques.
4 pounds of back bacon. 3 French toast. 2 turtlenecks. And a beer.